This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Seth Payne from our affiliate, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Seth, former defensive lineman in the NFL, including for the Texans. So let's just cut to the chase. I mean, Happy New Year and all that jazz, but how bad is it, Seth? How bad?
Bad. It's hard to find the adjectives, because bad is one good one. Super, really weird would be other ones. bizarre. All of this is just so really on brand for the Texans ever since Bill O'Brien took over as the general manager 18 months ago. He wasn't named the general manager 18 months ago, but he was acting like the general manager 18 months ago. And I think the thing that I would really want to impart to everybody is that Deshaun Watson is not a whiner. And he never has been. At times, people criticize him this year for being too positive in the middle of a really bad season. And at the end of the year, the day after the Texans lost to the Tennessee Titans, Deshaun Watson simply said there needed to be a shift in the culture. He said there needed to be focused leadership at the top. He said there were too many people that thought they had control that didn't. And it spoke of an organization that was very dysfunctional, that people were fighting for power within the organization. I think there was, do you know about the Sports Illustrated articles written about Jack Easterby, the vice president of football operations? And I think that what happened is Deshaun had been told he'd have input into the general manager and the head coach search. Deshaun talked with Cal McNair, the owner, at least a couple of times. And I think when Deshaun was off on vacation, the owner went and hired a general manager in Nick Caserio, who's very, very qualified, but a guy who comes from the Patriots. Deshaun and a lot of other guys on that team had just lived through a couple of years of Bill O'Brien trying to impose his version of the Patriots way on the organization, and it was obviously an abject failure. And the roster had been decimated because Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, both Patriots guys, had just been running things their way, and in a way under which a lot of players were miserable. And I think Deshaun just saw it as more of the same, and also that his input hadn't been valued. You know, he wanted the Texans to interview Eric Bieniemy and Robert Saleh. Neither of those guys at the time had been requested. Neither of those guys had interview requests from the Texans. Now Eric Bieniemy, of course, has been interviewed as of yesterday. And that's about, Amy, I'm going to be honest with you. I've tried to sum this thing up in less than two minutes, about 20 times now. There's so much more.
Yes.
It's really like there's like a 6-hour podcast series you could do about where the Texans are right now and how weird it all is.
Well, Seth, you were in a locker room. You were in the Texans locker room, albeit not with Bill O'Brien or Deshaun Watson. But how does the front office fix it? What fixes it?
Well, that's where it gets difficult, because I think now, you know, and according to whichever report you want to believe, because everything's a little bit all over the place, and Deshaun hasn't commented directly about this. I think it's as basic as it's not just Jack Easterby, the vice president of football operations. It's not any one particular thing, but the entire culture under the leadership of the owner, Cal McNair. And I think that Deshaun Watson needs to feel comfortable that, hey, this last 18 months where Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby were operating as the general managers, and we're unqualified to do so. You know, like the Texans, everything you look at, you know, Amy, how many times have you been talking about the Texans in the last 18 months where you said, wow, that's a lopsided trade? Or, oh, that's an interesting contract to give. Like, it's just one step after another. They kept doing all these things and signing all these players that the rest of the league and common, you know, conventional wisdom would say, that's a bad football move.
Right.
Well, the owner endorsed all that by way of allowing Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, who were not personnel guys, to be in charge of all of these personnel situations. And I think he's a little freaked out by that. As all of us Houston Texans fans and many of us former players have been.
Seth Payne is a former Texan defensive lineman, also with Jacksonville during his career. So he gets it. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And Seth is part of our affiliate in Houston, Sports Radio 610. Okay, I got to say this. Whether or not you know my opinion, I'm going to tell you, and then you can call me crazy if you want. But here we are making jokes about DeAndre Hopkins trades and bad contracts. Do the Texans really want to be the franchise that trades away a top five receiver and a top five quarterback in the span of a year? So I say, and I understand Watson's unhappy, there's not a snowball's chance in hell I am trading him. I don't care what's coming back in return because he's the most important piece and they have him under contract. But maybe you disagree. So what's your opinion about trading him?
Okay, my opinion about trading him would be that would be one of the dumbest things any sports organization has ever done in the history
of football.
Yeah. And I think that regardless of what the reports are out there, look, there are a lot of reports about, hey, the Texans have had internal discussions about what a trade would look like, et cetera, et cetera. That's what any organization should do if they have a crisis on their hands. You discuss all the contingencies and what are the options. I haven't seen any reports that they've actually discussed, you know, or considered trading him. You know, there's one thing to talk about the different scenarios. There's another to actually discuss trading him. I have gotten the sense that the Texans have no plans on trading Deshaun Watson and that what they're hoping that they can do is fix this relationship over the course of the next 6 months. You know, you have at least 6 months here. It's not like Deshaun's trade value goes down in the next 6 months. You know, if you wanted to trade him, then you would probably want to do it before the draft, obviously. But they do not want to trade him. The thing that everybody in Houston fears is that, look, this organization in the last 18 months has made a few moves that previously you would have said, well, they'll never do that. Amy, my co-host and I, Sean Pendergast, last year in March, were just joking around about the prospect of trading DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, no! Well,
Peter King that morning had said, hey, keep an eye on this. So Sean and I kind of brushed it off. And we were joking about what's the worst return that they could get for DeAndre Hopkins. I can't remember what we had said, but what we figured was the worst possible return they could get for DeAndre Hopkins, like, was not even close to how bad it was. so we're all kind of living in this world where we don't know what to expect or what they might pull off. As of right now, my sense is, I have no reason to believe that the Texans are actually considering Deshaun Watson. I think they want to try to figure this thing out and hopefully smooth out the relationship. One big obstacle is that for whatever reason, the owner seems completely and fully committed to this Jack Easterby character, the guy who was a team chaplain for the Chiefs in 2013, the character coach for the Patriots, and now is like the seats at the right hand of the king.
Wow.
In Houston. And people in New England are just shocked and amazed that Jack Easterby has this much power. Because he was just what he was described to me as the high five guy in New England. He was just a high five guy. He'd go around giving everybody high fives, talk them up, you know, maybe talk to them about their problems. And now all of a sudden he's this big time football executive. And frankly, nobody's all that impressed with him, including Andre Johnson.
Wow. Okay, so side note here, it's got to be annoying to a lot of Texans fans that Bill O'Brien rips apart the roster, trades away important pieces, essentially dooms them for a couple of years, and then ends up as the offensive coordinator under Nick Saban at Alabama. Are you kidding me?
I know. You know, we had a discussion the other day about whose career are you more hoping fizzles out over the next several years, James Harden or Bill O'Brien? Like, if you're inclined to be petty and spiteful, I'm trying to be a better human being. You know, I'm trying to.
Hey, this
I'm
is sports radio, Seth. We don't pretend to be good human beings on sports radio.
I know my failure is pretty much, or my career is pretty much doomed now because I'm trying to be a better human being. I think that, O'Brien's going to succeed. You know,
of course.
If you had told me 5 years ago that, hey, Steve Sarkisian is going to be in line to become the next head coach at University of Texas at some point, I said, you're crazy. You blame fool. But Alabama has a way of resurrecting people. And, you know, Brian Daboll is one of them. So I think O'Brien will be successful with a ton of talent. I personally think that O'Brien needs to be a head coach in college somewhere, because in college, you have all the control, you have all the power. You gotta kiss butt with the boosters every now and then. he's just a hyper control freak. But he's not qualified to do it at the NFL level.
Seth Payne from Houston with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. So you mentioned they interviewed Eric Bieniemy. I'm glad the NFL found that loophole. Saleh's already been claimed by the New York Jets. What coach is the right fit for the Texans with all this mess that's brewing?
Look, I think there's been an understandable tendency to think that, oh, Deshaun wants the best offensive coordinator. He wants somebody who can help him out as a quarterback. I don't think that that's fair, because Deshaun, for one, I know he was very high on Robert Saleh. People close to Deshaun have told me that he was very high on Robert Saleh, and I know that's been reported by, I think, Mike Florio now. And he's spoken very highly of Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator for the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
All that Deshaun has said publicly is that he wants a better culture and better leadership. And I don't think that that's restricted to just Eric Bieniemy. I think that there are several candidates that he would probably like. And I also don't think that, at least we don't really have an indication to believe that Deshaun wanted to hand select the next general manager, the next head coach. I think that Matt Eberflus, I think that Eric Bieniemy, I think Leslie Frazier, I think all those guys fit the bill in terms of guys who can be leaders and speak to men and motivate them and maybe have just a different atmosphere than they had under Bill O'Brien. And remember, Deshaun came out of a championship environment playing for Dabo Sweeney. Dabo Sweeney and Bill O'Brien, they are alike in some respects, but they are vastly, vastly different in other respects. And I think Deshaun wants a little bit more Dabo in his life. It's worked before, you know.
I do. Okay, Seth, about 30 seconds before I let you go, but briefly, other than patching things up with their star quarterback, what else do the Texans need to do in the offseason?
The Texans need to figure out a way to get some more talented playmakers on their defense. They don't have a lot of cap space to do that. I think it's an inevitability that J.J. Watt probably gets traded, unfortunately. And I would say to any team out there, J.J. has a lot of really good football in him, but this year he was one of the only good playmakers on defense, and they ran away from him every chance they could, the opponent did. So more playmakers on defense, because Deshaun doesn't need a better offensive coordinator necessarily. He needs help on defense, and he needs a running game.
Seth Payne was a defensive lineman in the NFL for both the Jaguars and the Texans. Now he's part of the morning show on Sports Radio 610, our Houston affiliate. Love the sense of humor. We need that these days. Being a nice guy on radio is overrated, Seth, so just give it up. Thanks for a couple minutes.
I'm going to go insult some orphans.
Sounds like the perfect plan. Thank you, Seth.
Hey, my pleasure.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.